Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about Colorectal Cancer Month. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. David Bies, Mississippi State University Extension Service State Health Specialist, and also speaking with Ann Sansing, Community Health Coordinator, also with MSU Extension. Dr. Bies, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but before the show, you were telling me about why you're so passionate about colorectal cancer. Do you mind telling our listeners a little bit about that?
No problem, Amy. I'm happy to. As state health specialists, I'm charged with tackling a lot of health issues. The issue of colorectal cancer is especially important to me because my grandmother was affected with the condition twice, once in the 1960s before I was even born. At that time, the doctors predicted that she would live only 6 months. She was a fighter, and she overcame that, in spite of what the physicians thought. And again, when I was a child in the early 90s, the cancer recurred, and my grandmother fought it again, and she won. She was a tough person, a fighter. But I know that everyone can't overcome such a challenge like she could. And I know as she fought through that, how hard that was. And I want to be a part of helping people prevent this and be adequately prepared to fight it when it does occur.
Gosh, well, that is truly very touching. I certainly understand why you'd want to help other families avoid what your family has experienced. So tell us more specifically about what colorectal cancer is.
Sure. First, cancer is just the term we give to a condition in the body when cells start growing out of control. And colorectal cancer is simply cancer that affects specifically the colon or the rectum, which some people also know as the large intestine. Colon cancer or colorectal cancer often begins as a polyp or small growth on the wall of the colon, and that can grow and develop into cancer, and those cells rapidly grow out of control. There are multiple types of colorectal cancer, and in all cases, really detecting them as early as possible increases a person's chances of surviving.
Okay, so are there certain populations that are more at risk than others?
Well, colorectal cancer is the third leading type of cancer and the second leading cause of cancer deaths, and it affects both men and women and the people of all races and ethnicities.
Wow, that seems pretty dire. Now, what can we do about it?
Well, you know, Benjamin Franklin is credited with saying an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And truly, that's the case with colorectal cancer. You can reduce your risk of or prevent colorectal cancer by, if you're a smoker, quit smoking or don't start smoking. Stay away from secondhand smoke. Also, it's really important to get a lot of physical activity, to eat healthy, to keep your colorectal system in the best shape possible. Most importantly, though, really screening and early detection is the key to successfully fighting colorectal cancer. Current recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are that people get screened starting at age 50. This screening process usually involves what's called a colonoscopy, which is performed by a physician specialized in the care of a digestive tract, and that person is typically called a gastroenterologist. You don't have to worry. They don't go straight to the gastroenterologist. You might want to first talk to your healthcare provider, your family physician or nurse practitioner, or an internal medicine physician about the test, and they can get you in touch with that specialist if they agree that it's time. Also, if you think you're at higher risk, maybe you're younger than 50, somebody else in your family has had colorectal cancer, you're concerned about it, don't hesitate to talk to your general physician. If you have symptoms such as blood in your stool, things like that, go ahead and talk to your physician.
Thank you, David. And Anne, I know you work with health coalitions around the state. Can you tell us about any upcoming events related to raising awareness about colorectal cancer?
Yes, Amy, there will be a colorectal cancer prevention press conference on Monday, March the 9th, beginning at 10 a.m. on the south steps of the state capitol. We have invited Governor Phil Bryant to speak, and recently he signed a proclamation for March to be designated as Colorectal Cancer Month. Ms. Marsha Thompson, a local news anchor, will MC the event. Dr. Mary Currier, state health officer, Dr. Sam Pace, gastroenterologist, insurance Commissioner Mike Chaney, and Dr. Claude Brunson, President of the Mississippi State Medical Association, will complete our lineup of speakers. Please come out and join us if you have a chance for a photo opportunity on March the 9th at 10 a.m. to show your support for colorectal cancer screenings and education. And you might also seek out other information about our regional cancer coalition's activities by contacting the Mississippi Partnership for Comprehensive Cancer Control at 601-576-7781.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. David Bies, State Health Specialist, and Ann Sansing, Community Health Coordinator. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.